ABC Radio Australia.
When we talk about the effects of rising sea levels on the Pacific Islands, most often we tend to consider the human impact it'll have. But experts warn that they could also threaten the size of the waters that Pacific Islands countries control as well. That is because maritime boundaries are normally pegged to isolated shards of land. It might be islands, atolls, reefs and rocks. They barely poke above sea level. So there are worries that rising seas could swamp some of these markers. So the race is now on to determine the area of ocean that each Pacific nation controls and legally fix them in place before climate change wreaks havoc on the existing boundaries. This was an issue discussed as part of the climate change summit that's underway in Spain right now, known as COP25. One of those who's there for the talks is Cameron Diver. He's the Deputy Director General of the Pacific Community and joins me now from Madrid. Good morning or good evening to you there, Cameron Diver.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, if you could just explain, how can climate change affect these maritime boundaries for Pacific nations?
Certainly. Look, it's really sea level rise that is the main threat because the land and natural features that are used in the Pacific Islands to generate maritime zones often consist of things like low elevation islands, sand keys, rocks and associated reef systems. And so the permanence of these types of features and their ability to generate maritime zones are at risk due to sea level rise, erosion of land, ocean acidification for coral reef bleaching and sort of undermining those coastal ecosystems. And so what that means, if we lose those features, it may lead to a decrease in the maritime zones, because it's from those features that the baselines are set and from which we measure the territorial sea, the exclusive economic zone. And it's very, very important. It's part of Pacific leaders' priorities to say we want the baselines that are established today to remain in place, notwithstanding the possible future effects of climate change on these geographic features.
Because what's at stake if we can't work out how to fix these boundaries? I guess it affects things like the fisheries, other environmental protections.
Yeah, absolutely it does. What it really means is that the large ocean states will lose some of the sovereign rights that they have over part of that ocean, because the external limits over which they exercise their sovereignty or their sovereign rights will actually shift backwards closer to the receding coastline, if you like. And that's something that's incredibly important given the resources on which Pacific Islands rely, which are often in the water column of the ocean, given questions of peaceful transit for maritime shipping, and obviously the possible future exploitation of the resources that can be found in the soil and the substrata of the continental shelf.
So this was a topic in one of the side events at the COP25. Are the broader discussions going to be looking at this issue of maritime boundaries? Do we expect that any decisions or developments might be made?
Look, I don't think so at the COP negotiations itself, because they are mainly situated around implementation of the Paris Agreement. But because this year COP25 is the blue COP and there's a huge focus on oceans and ocean action for climate action, what we were trying to do with our side event is to shine a light on why this issue of sea level rise and climate change and its effects on maritime boundaries is important, so that we can influence negotiations that will probably be taking place in the future around a possible evolution of the regime of the law of the sea, which is what controls these maritime boundaries. And so we can ensure that there's international visibility and understanding for why this is so very important for Pacific Island countries and probably also for other island nations.
Very briefly, there are issues already that borders are contested in the Pacific. Is that a challenge that might come up in the future?
Look, it may be a challenge in the future. We're fortunate in the Pacific in that most of the maritime boundaries that need to be negotiated have been done. I think there are around about 13 that are outstanding. And so we've got a fairly good system in place. And SPC, the Pacific Community, has been supported in particular by the government of Australia to work with Pacific Island countries to define those maritime zones. And so the idea really is to ensure that a maximum are negotiated now, so that we have a very, very strong discussion and negotiation position in the future to avoid contentious issues around these boundaries.